Good morning, KC. It is the Rocket and Tracy Show. So we get to work early in the morning. We're talking about the roads being slick. Please be careful. We'll check with Steve Parker in traffic here in a couple of minutes. But we're talking about Valentine's Day coming up. And Tara immediately looks at Teresa. What are you and Billy doing? And then what are you doing? And Teresa goes, he's buying you a house, Tara. Be quiet. You guys are buying.
I did not say that.
Rocket, you only half listen.
You really are. You're picking up like pieces of the conversation.
But don't you think that that is a good Valentine's Day present?
Of course it is. But if I'm being honest.
Be honest.
And this is not my husband. But I would love if he just wrote me a note or something. Just a little something thoughtful. I'm not asking for a financial gift.
Also, that's where you're a lot like Teresa. Because there's times I tried to call her out about, you know, like, no, I really don't want anything. They really do. That's the way Teresa and Billy are.
When you're married, it's no fun because our money's all in the same bank account. Right. So I really don't want you spending it right now. We have other things to deal with. We're getting ready to send a kiddo off to college. I would much rather you just plan something like, if the weather was better, you know, like, for example, hey, let's go to the park and go for a walk, or let's go, you know, let's go to the museum, or just plan some time with me. That's better.
And you believe that. But I've seen other women who say that, I've talked to, that said, like, I really don't want anything, but they really do. But you and Billy have been together for so many years. That's truly your guy's deal, isn't it?
That's what I want. And you can't just say, hey, let's go to the movies. No, you need to put some effort into it. Like, hey, I planned this special thing. We're going to this museum. You know, just something that's unique.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had, would you rather go to a museum or a movie?
I'd rather be in my bed, actually, sleeping in my pajamas. So, but see, he could be creative, and he could say, you know, look, I made these little snacks, and I've got this and this, and here's your iPad, and we're going to curl up in our sleep number bed, and we're going to watch this. Like, you have to plan it.
Right.
You know?
And it's funny, because was it last week or the week before where you were talking about all these different apps where people are getting restaurant food delivered to them?
Oh, yeah, like crazy.
I am seeing so many more commercials.
Yeah, there's Uber Eats and Postmates, and gosh, there's so many different ones. Grubhub. And it's amazing. And for so many years, they didn't come to my home because I live way out in Shawnee off K7. Mm-hmm. And just recently, I'm now included in their area. I am so lazy. There's literally like restaurants that I could walk to that are so like across the street. Mm-mm, I'm going to have them delivered because I'm not putting any clothes on today.
But this is the neat thing, though. You would endorse it. You're not...
I don't endorse any of them.
Endorse, no,
I
my
use
point is
them because I
use
love
them. Yeah.
Them.
All right. Let's find out how your day is going to go. Here are your Tuesday morning horoscopes.
Happy birthday today to Josh Brolin. He's one of my very, very favorites. Aquarius, keep in mind that gifts are all about the sentiment that they represent. What they cost is not necessarily important.
Pisces, when you need guidance or support, you can always count on yourself. People will offer you advice, but they always have their own agendas.
Aries, your emotions are all under the surface today, and it won't take much to get you stressed. An innocent comment could trigger a bad reaction.
Taurus, you know there's not just one superhero in your group at work. Your ego is hungry to do some good.
Your ego? What is that?
It's like an ego, but it's hungry. It's an ego.
Okay. Gemini, there is fun but significant misalignment in the energy around you today, so you can expect a lot of misunderstandings.
Cancer, distractions are not necessarily bad. Sometimes they can spark a new idea, entertain you on a boring day, or just keep your mind humming.
Or just make you completely misunderstand anything you hear in conversations and then go on the air and lie. Leo, the less you open up your wallet today, the better. Every time you save, you are creating a greater future. That is so true. My husband's a Leo. Don't spend any money today.
Not one penny, Billy. Virgo, you'll be put in a very uncomfortable position this morning. You'll have to tell someone you really like that they're not delivering.
Libra, someone keeps changing their mind about joining you for a project or a trip, and it will start to test your patience today.
Scorpio, your skills at romance have not always been as sharp as you'd like, but that might just be because you've been too selective with your heart.
Sagittarius, an early morning energy shortage doesn't mean that you are condemned to a day of dozing off. The universe has some serious power in store.
Capricorn, the written word holds a lot of power for you today, especially if you put your creative writing talents to work. Those are your Tuesday morning horoscopes.
We just can't make this up.
I'll tell you about a house that comes complete with a 50 Shades of Grey red room and the latest trend, rage yoga.
Turn up the radio. That's stereo.
Oh, you're tuned into the best lineup.
Mix 93.3.